in Belize, Berlin, Ireland, Italy, Nicaragua, London, India, South Asia, and St. Kitts and Nevis. In this year's first year class, we have students from 82 foreign nations. This globalizing of everything we do adds to the richness of human diversity here. Every day we see cross-cultural conversations going on in classrooms and outside of classrooms. I'll tell you about one I heard. As you all probably remember, after the honor induction, after the opening convocation, the president hosts the entering class for ice cream up at Cars Hill. And so my husband and I were pleased to welcome this year's entering class of 3,250 students to come up to our house for ice cream. And as the evening was winding down, and I was sorely in need of sitting down, I wandered into the entranceway, and there were four women students sitting there, and I joined them, two of them Chinese, each with their American roommates. And they were talking about a very serious subject. They were talking about how they wanted to live their college years differently from the way they had lived their high school years. But in the process of doing this, the two Chinese students had to explain to the two American students what it's like to go to high school in China. And the two American students had to explain to the two Chinese students what it's like to go to high school in the United States, because there turned out to be pretty significant differences. Classes had not even started, and there was already a valuable cross-cultural exchange happening, along with some pretty deep philosophical thoughts about time, how quickly it passes, and the opportunities to reinvent yourself that you have in a new setting. If Jefferson were alive today, I think he would have been pleased to eavesdrop on that conversation. And he would be pleased to know that we are working to expand the reach of his bulwark of the human mind beyond this hemisphere to encompass the whole world. In closing, let's return to our opening question. How will we know that we are good? What are the indicia of quality by which we can determine whether or not we are good? We are not the only ones asking this question. Industry leaders everywhere are obsessed with measuring quality. You can hear the obsession in buzzwords such as quality control and quality assurance. If you Google the words measuring quality, you will get 34,600,000 results in 0.48 seconds. Believe it or not, there is an American Society for Quality based in Milwaukee, the world's leading membership organization devoted to quality, according to its website. One man who helped shape the discussion about quality was named William Edwards Deming. Mr. Deming was a statistician, author, and business consultant. He became famous by working with Japanese company managers in the 1950s to improve product design and quality in manufacturing. By applying statistical methods, he helped Japanese manufacturers reach new levels of productivity and quality. Later on, in the 1980s, the Ford Motor Company hired Mr. Deming to help them launch a quality initiative at Ford to help them catch up with the Asian automakers. We talked about that effort earlier. You won't be surprised to learn that an exhibit memorializing Mr. Deming's work is on display outside the boardroom of, you guessed it, the American Society for Quality in Milwaukee. Mr. Deming was famously quotable. One of his famous quotes, "Quality is everyone's responsibility." There's a message here for us this evening. The enduring quality of this university is everyone's responsibility. Students, faculty, administrators, each of us has an obligation to make this place as good as it can be by putting forth our best effort in our respective roles. Another one of Mr. Deming's famous quotes, "The most important things cannot be measured." The intangibles of this place cannot be measured in any kind of quantifiable way. When you walk out of this chapel tonight, perhaps you can take time to walk out onto the lawn and look around you. Look at the soaring dome of the rotunda and the pavilions and the colonnades. Take time to soak it all in. It's an experience whose effects cannot be measured. But it's a kind of quality you can feel. Thank you. Questions?
We have time for questions. Is that all right?
Sure, yeah.
We'll take about 30 minutes or whatever you want.
Sure.
Sure.
So we do have some time for some questions. I think Mr. Mullen may steer traffic. I think you're going to steer traffic for me, huh?
Anyone, please.
I see a question back there in the back.